you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And every single day, doing all we can to help boost your ability to think clearly about the world in which you live and use the tools that that clear thinking give you in order to make the world a better place as you live in it. That's the ultimate goal of what we do at Kevin McCullough Radio. And so I'm so thankful that you are able to join us and be here each weekday. Now, last night, the president did his thing. He gave his address to a very empty chamber. The echoing in the room, just I couldn't get over that. It just really bothered me. But anyway, then afterwards, you know, the Republicans, the party that's not in power, are allowed to make a rebuttal speech, which they did. Tim Scott, the African-American Republican senator from South Carolina, was the man tapped to do that. And he gave a very effective position for what his party stands on and believes in. And I thought did a very good job of making rational sense of what why he disagrees with President Biden and where they draw some of those contrasts. And there was a day in this country where you could have those kinds of back and forth views of positions on things and think that, you know, it doesn't have to be personal or petty or even mean. It can simply be a different perspective, a different point of view, coming at it from a different place, if you will, in terms of worldview. But those days are behind us because we're not in those days anymore. Tim Scott, African-American from South Carolina, can't be a Republican or somebody who's even mildly right of center on something, because if he is, then he gets called racial slurs on Twitter. And Twitter, unlike what they did on January the 6th, when they deplatformed the president, they deplatformed myself, hundreds of thousands of other users that happened to be trying to discuss the facts of the day. Instead, last night, when Tim Scott was allowed, by the way, the only African-American senator in the Senate right now, when he was able to, I'm sorry, aside from Mr. Warnock, but when he was giving his speech, Twitter did not take down the trending hashtag Uncle Tim. See, Uncle Tim is a racist play on the whole thing called Uncle Tom, meaning that he was in some way a rebellious slave, not adhering to the plantation mentality that should be towing the message and line for the Democrats. It just mere disagreement, just mere difference of opinion in some way makes him vulnerable to the racist labeling Uncle Tim. And for all their discussions of how diverse Twitter wants to be, and for all of their discussions about how they have a social responsibility to have social commentary that is responsible on their platform, they didn't see anything wrong with saying that Uncle Tim was Tim Scott, the Republican senator from South Carolina. And what was his great crime? Why was he the rebellious slave? Because he didn't agree with the president. I'm Kevin McCullough. And that's sad. I'll see you next time.